intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
And good morning, and welcome to One-on-One today. We're going to be talking about the Agape Missions Empty Bowls, and Sherry Smith is back for an encore. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Well, it's wonderful to have you. First of all, for folks who don't know what the Agape Mission is, let's bring them up to date.
Okay. Agape Mission is a feeding mission. Mm-hmm. We're open 6 days a week from 11 to 2, feeding a nutritious, already prepared lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do the Food for Kids program in all of the schools in Washington County, which takes a sack of food items to the schools the last day of the school day each week.
Mm-hmm.
So they can have something to eat over the weekends.
And this is a great program. And in fact, it's been going on for just a few years now.
Yes, February 1st, we will celebrate our 20-year anniversary.
That's a good start.
It is.
And in fact,
we're still learning something new every day.
And you're still growing. And even though you've gone into a new building.
We have. We're still plugging away at our capital campaign because mm-hmm. we raised $1.4 million. Cost us about $1.6 million, so we have about $134,000 left to go, but we're going to finish up. We're believing at the end of the year, get that little baby paid off. So we're just, I don't know what we would have done. You know, they say build it and they will come, but I think, you know, people are going through hard times. They're in between jobs. You know, we had a flood in Bartlesville a few months ago.
Yeah, that kind of set a few people's back. Yeah.
I know even my own husband, you know, he hauls a heavy haul with dirt and sand and gravel, and he couldn't work because all the sand plants were underwater.
Wow.
So it's touched a lot of lives, and people eat with us, as many reasons as there is people that eat with us. But many times it's they are not employed, or they're underemployed, or they're making minimum wage, and they've got four or five kids to try to feed. And you know, this summer was so busy due to the fact that the kids are out of school and, you know, they're eating mom and dad out of house and home. And they're trying to go to the agencies and have stuff for them to do because, you know, the phrase is, Mom, I'm bored, you know. So you want to keep those kids busy. And so the busier you are, the hungrier they get. So it's just a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
So anyway, we set a record in July for the most meals ever in the last 20 years.
Wow.
And we broke that record by not just a couple of hundred, but by over 1,800.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it's been truly, I was so thankful for the first day of school. But numbers have kind of went back to normal, even though we're still, you know, we did 111 new people in the month of July. That's people that we've never seen before.
Uh-huh.
That's not in our computer system. So I don't know. It's just wild.
We were speaking with Sherry Smith. She's the executive director with the Agape Mission. And now that you've got, you know, just a little bit of change left on that building there.
Just a little bit. Less than 1%.
We do have a fundraiser, and it's also something to raise awareness to. It's called Empty Bowls. And I think everyone pretty much knows how this works. But if you're new to the community or you've not heard, this is a delicious way to help out.
Absolutely. For your $25 ticket prize, and this event is being held on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, August 27th, at the Bartlesville Community Center from 11 to 1. You want to start getting there early if you don't have your ticket. You can buy your ticket at Agape, or you can buy it at the door. We're going to have board members and committee members that's working the line selling the tickets. But this event, you come in for that $25, and we have over 40 Well, almost 40 restaurants that actually bring samples of their food.
Mm-hmm.
You start at any booth. We've got about 8 booths, and you can start anywhere in those booths, and you can sample all their food. You can go over to the bowl table, and you can pick a very beautiful, unique, one-of-a-kind bowl that's mm-hmm. been decorated by a group of ladies from Nowata.
Mm-hmm.
Cindy Keeler is the one that organizes that and has done it since we started doing this. And everybody just loves the bowls. And those bowls do two things. You can eat out of them. You can put them on a shelf. You can put fruit in them. And every time you look at that bowl, you remember Bartlesville has hungry people.
Mm.
And it's our only yearly fundraiser, so this helps. We're putting an emphasis this year on, of course, paying the building off. We're going to have a couple of pastors that's going to be there and myself as well. Bring your checkbook to the event. If you'd like to donate to the building fund, it will go 100% on to paying it off. We have a line of credit, and we don't want it to go to permanent financing. We want to be able to pay it off before it goes there. So bring your checkbook, bring your pocketbook, and give to the mission. With giving to the Capital Campaign, your family or your name will go on our wall of honor. Amy Jenkins, which is a retired art teacher for the Bartlesville School Systems, is actually painting a mural of a 2,000-year-old olive tree in Israel on our wall.
Wow.
And so everyone's name is going to go on that. There's actually the picture. I have a sample of it in my office. And there's a foundation that the tree sits on that's got some kind of bigger rocks. And we're actually going to paint the names of the foundations that gave instrumental to building the facility, because without them, of course, without everyone, we couldn't have done it. So bring your checkbooks. You can donate to Food for Kids, donate to Agape. This fundraiser helps us feed the hungry all year long.
Wow. Now, we were talking about some of the vendors. We talked about our sponsors the last time we were here. What vendors do we have?
Well, we have, of course, Agape. We always, Chef Roy, we always bring something that everybody likes that's his. So we bring a sample of that.
Mm-hmm.
Bambino's, Chili's, Compass Cafe, which is the cafe there at ConocoPhillips.
Yeah.
Copan Truck Stop, Cup and Cake, Dink's, Green Country Village, McAllister's, New China, Ocean China, Price's Old Fashioned Meat Market, Rib Crib, Shorty's Grill, Szechuan, Brahms, Wheezy's, El Mogwai, Fresh Market in Tulsa, Mazio's Painted Horse, Frida's, Mexicana, Taco Maria's, Classic Catering, Papa Murphy's, Rolling Pin, Sugarica, Tallgrass Estates, Chick-fil-A, Chicken Express, La Fiesta, Three Kids and a Cake, Taco Pachitas, Monterey's Little Mexico, Copper Bar, Super Centro, and Luigi's.
My goodness sakes. If you walk away hungry, folks, it's your own darn fault.
Yeah. Yeah, we have plenty of restaurants to come sample, and let me tell you, they are wonderful. We'll have banners behind the tables that tells where each, what is at each booth and what they did, and we just have a fun time. People come. It's during the lunch hour, of course. The only thing I can say is, of course, everybody knows they're working in the parking lot, mm-hmm. doing the park there. So parking is going to be a little tricky this year. But so many people walk mm-hmm. from downtown, so that helps. So I just wanted to make you aware you may have to park and kind of take a little noon brisk walk. I think the weather is going to be pretty good. It looked like it was going to be cooler, mm-hmm. so... Anyway, get in line. If you don't have your ticket, we'll sell you a ticket. If you have a credit card, you can go in. The girls from Arvest will be there, so you can use your credit card. You can make a donation with your credit card. We have a website called agapebartlesville.com. When you go to that website, it's got a big old donate button on there. And if you want to go and donate to the building fund, it's immediate. You can use that credit card.
Very good. Now, the date again is...
is Tuesday, August 27th. That's this coming Tuesday mm-hmm. from 11 to 1 at the Bartlesville Community Center.
Now, I understand that here in a few minutes, you're going to fly like a birdie. And well, you're going to be off to sell some tickets.
Not too fast, of course.
While being a local posted speed sign.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. I will be going to the Friday Forum out at Arvest Bank on the east side to give a little talk about Agape. And then I will have empty bowl tickets out there if anybody wants to come and get a few.
All right. Very, very good. And now, once again, the website, if folks want to learn more about Agape Mission and, of course, Empty Bowls and just everything there is to know. And, of course, donate.
Yeah,
what's
absolutely.
The site again?
AgapeBartlesville.com. And then we also have an Empty Bowls page on Facebook. Yeah. We have the Agape Mission of Bartlesville has its own mm-hmm. Facebook page. Mm-hmm. But the donate place is AgapeBartlesville.com.
Now, you talked about these nice bowls that are unique and one of a kind. Where do they come from?
Well, we actually buy the bisque, which there's a company that Cindy buys from when they go have a big one time a year discount that's mm-hmm. like, I don't know, up to 20-30%.
Uh-huh.
So we buy the bisque, and then she has a group of ladies that are actually artists that they all get together once a month, and that's all they do is paint bowls. And then she has a kiln that she fires that makes it on there. In fact, we wore out her first kiln, and so Agape ended up buying her because we wore it out.
Well, you had to do that.
Yeah, and so she's so awesome. This group of ladies is so awesome. And they do over 800 bowls every year. And we will also have a silent auction. We always have, it's just a small silent auction, but she has the bigger, more unique types of things that'll have extra special little giveaways in each of those bowls. And so you can actually, while you're there eating, you can go bid on those bowls. And about 15 minutes before we actually close, about 12:45, the bidding stops. Mm-hmm. And then everybody that has bid on a bowl, if you're not there, we'll see who the last name is, because we ask for your phone number, and you can come by the mission and get it if you don't pick it up there.
Very, very good. Well, this is going to be another stellar event.
We hope so. We think it will be.
And once again, it's down there at the community center. It's on Tuesday. And once again, we take a little bit to eat ourselves, but this helps feed people for a year.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank
you very much, Sherry. Appreciate it. And once again, you've been listening to One-on-One, and we've been talking with Sherry Smith with the Agape Mission. We've been talking about empty bowls right here on K1.
Oklahoma Energy Report has been brought to you by ABB Total Flow.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
Good Friday morning. It's time now for our Brew and Buzz program. Earlier, Evan Farbach got a chance to sit down with Bartlesville High Bruin head coach Jason Sport to talk all things Bruin football. Here's that conversation.
We've got Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport with us. First year as head coach of the Bruins. Coach Sport, appreciate you waking up early and dining with us.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, glad to be here.
4-6 last year, your first year at the helm. I think most people who follow Bartlesville probably already know, but before we get into the squad and last year into this year and all that good stuff, if we could kind of run down some of your background, longtime assistant, spent some time at Jinx prior to being defensive coordinator last year. In your own words, if you could, just kind of recap where you've been the last decade.
Started in Sepulpa in 2003, left there in 2009, went to Greenwood, Arkansas. Coached with Rick Jones over there. Was National High School Coach of the Year this past year. And had a good run over there with those guys. And then Lincoln Christian School with Darren Melton. Got to work with Brad Ballard while I was there. Brad's the head coach at Tuttle. And 4 years there, a few years at Jinx before I got here with, you know, Coach Tremble. And coordinated special teams and coached on the defensive side there. And then got the call and came up a year ago with Coach Blank and had a good year here. Here I am, man. That's it.
Defensive coordinator a year ago. You got the head coaching job back in December when Coach Blankenship left for Mustang. And what was it about Bartlesville that kind of drew you to stay here?
You know, originally when I left Jinx, it was just, you know, I wanted to be obedient to what God was, you know, having me do. There was a few options on the table, but we just felt like, you know, God was telling us, there's something to do in Bartlesville. You know, you're going to affect generations of people. And got here, and I felt like it was a longer deal than a year, and prayed about that. And at the end of the day, I mean, administrative support at Bartlesville is extremely high, and our parents are on the same page. The community is a great community that wants the, you know, very best for the kids, and very attractive place. You know, 6A2 is a fun, competitive class, and the opportunity to be a head football coach here was, you know, something that couldn't be passed up. It was a great place.
Talking Bruin football with Bartlesville head coach Jason Sport on our Coach's Breakfast broadcast. First year, and, you know, a lot of people were excited about the forward momentum the program had going into 2018. Won four games, were a touchdown or two away from making the playoffs, and it appears that you kind of kept that momentum up. Numbers of guys are still good. There's still a lot of buzz around the program. You and I were talking about the football 101 class you had the moms go through last night. Really good attendance there. I've been to a few of your workouts that you've had open to the public. There's been great community support still. People still excited about the program. And there's still a lot of guys at Bartlesville High, more than they've had the previous decade or so out for the squad.
Well, we're excited about the, you know, direction we're headed. Building off the foundation we laid last year, you know, off the field stuff is half of our focus. I mean, it's culture building and helping kids make the right decisions and trying to make it fun for them and understand that it's not just about football. It's a, you know, big picture thing, and it's an attractive thing to be a part of because we're doing some great things. Our kids are making great decisions on and off the field, and we've been able to hire some really great coaches, you know, and those guys make the job a lot easier. So, yeah.
Talking Bartlesville football with head coach of the Bruins, Jason Sport. First kind of regular week of practice down. Everyone started on Monday. You could get into pads yesterday. You guys are going to have kind of a controlled scrimmage this evening that's open to the public starting at 5:30. If you could kind of recap the past 5 days, how did the first day of pads go yesterday?
First day of pad was just like most first days of pads. You know, kids are excited, especially at the beginning, just to, you know, a little more physicality than the other days. We were able to go some good on good early and kind of get their sweat glands are going. It was good, though. I mean, the fun part is, you know, we try to keep some stability with our terminology defensively and offensively and some of the things we're doing. Structure of practice has been really good, just trying to get the very most out of our kids and being efficient and developing not just one group, but all kids. And, yeah, we're excited about the direction. And the week was a good week. It's been really, really good so far, man.
Got the scrimmage tonight at 5:30 out of the stadium. We'll be there, and I'd urge everyone to come on out to that open house, which kind of begins at 3:30 this afternoon. I know you guys are taking donations for different things as well. But to continue to kind of talk about the squad, let's just start first where most people begin, the quarterbacks. I had a chance to go to practice. I thought that Ben Winters looked good. Obviously, he's the returning starter from last year. And I know you've got a couple other guys in Harrison Clark and Paxton Bradford who you're kind of excited about. If you could talk about your quarterbacks a little bit.
You know, the most pressure position in all of sports, I would say, is that quarterback spot. And all three of those guys are getting better every day. Ben is a returning starter and has done a great job through the spring. And, you know, leadership qualities off the field, on the field, some of the his personality is becoming more like Coach Munoz's personality, which is a lot of fun to watch. And Paxton's in the same boat. I mean, we want competition at every position just to, you know, push each other, and everyone has the opportunity to get on the field. And Harrison Clark has really elevated himself and done a great job as far as, you know, offense and defense. But, you know, quarterback-wise, he's doing a lot of good things, you know, and the future is bright for us at that position. So want to continue to develop guys. You know, Ben's a senior, Paxton's a junior, and Harrison's a sophomore, which is a great setup for us, and really excited about what Jason Munoz has been able to do. He simplifies a lot of things, coaches those kids hard, and they have a lot of fun. And Ben done a good job yesterday with some of his throws and his reads in a pressure situation. We kind of put a little pressure on him in some ways, and he's done a good job. So.
Talking with Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport. Ben Winters last year, 99 for 183, started the last nine games of the season, threw for 1,540 yards, 11 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. And the main thing that struck me and that I've talked a lot about at the end of last season, through the offseason, and now as we're getting into the preseason, was how much better he got at the end of last year. The Ben Winters you saw against Shawnee and Sepulpa, a lot different than the Ben Winters you saw maybe against Booker T. Washington or Collinsville last year. And I know you credited Jason Munoz with a lot of that progression a year ago as well.
It is, you know, and those guys getting comfortable with the system and understanding not just what we want to do, but why we want to do it. And kind of settling in. The game begins to slow down a little bit once you grasp the why. And Coach Moon does a great job of making that very clear. And he does put pressure on them, though. I mean, it's not an easy spot to be in, and demands a lot out of those guys. And what's fun is, you know, those guys, those three guys have really embraced what it means to be a quarterback. And it's helped our team overall. And so, yeah, the development of Ben last year, I mean, it was a new system. Our offensive coaches were getting to know each other really well and working together. And as the season went on, it just began to gel more and more. And we just continued that momentum through the offseason. you know, Coach Munoz, I got to tell you, the terminology we have is not what he would normally use. In a decision that was what is best for the kids, he kept the same terminology consistent with what we were doing last year. And it's paid dividends for a lot of people. So really excited, man.
And that kind of highlights one of the other positives about you staying on back in December when Coach Blankenship left is that almost the rest of the staff stayed put. Coach Munoz kind of slotted in. I know he was associate head coach and quarterback's coach. He just kind of a very easy transition, I would think, to offensive coordinator there. Obviously, you were defensive coordinator last year. Had to bring in a new guy there and a new offensive line coach to replace Cody McDaniel. But aside from that, pretty much everyone else has stayed put. So you talked about the terminology staying consistent. I'm sure that helped keep some of the kids out and keep some of that momentum up. And it's really been a very seamless transition from the outside looking in.
Yeah, it was a great passing of the baton. I mean, it's hard to ask for a better situation than that. And I know there's been a lot of change, but there is some stability there within the transition, which is exciting. I think definitely it keeps the kids, the players calm through the transition as much as it could be. Defensively, we're doing the exact same things. Coach Douthat is on board with us now. And again, a guy that could have brought his own stuff in there, but chose to do what we've been doing for the kids' sake and just consistency. And it's a lot of fun. You know, we went to team camp, and for the most part on the varsity end, we let our safeties kind of call the defense for those 2 days. They kind of understand what we were wanting to get to, and that's a lot of fun when they're doing it. So
Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport with us here. It's our Coach's Breakfast broadcast, going to roll through a lot of coaches from the area over the next hour or so on K1. A couple other guys I wanted to mention, Lakin Cloutis, a second leading returning rusher from last year. Well, leading returning rusher from last year was your second highest rusher from a year ago. I thought he just did a great job filling in for DeAndre Young when he got injured for a couple games. And, you know, Lakin spent a great deal of time starting as a sophomore. So he's a really veteran, experienced guy, a ball carrier for a team in Bartlesville that was one of the top rushing clubs in 6A2 a year ago with DeAndre Young.
Yeah, Lakin, man, what can you say? The kid is a workhorse. You know, everybody would love to have a Lakin Cloutis on their roster. You know, I think about that Sepulpa game last year when, you know, DeAndre went down and Lakin jumped right in there and rushed for over 200 yards. And
a quarter and a half.
Yeah, and a quarter and a half is exactly right. And you know, with the offensive line being back for the most part, you know, four of those guys, five real experienced guys there. It's going to be a focal point. I know Coach Munoz wants to run the ball to create other things, and Lakin's a big part of that. I mean, he does a great job. I mean, he's a kid that's been with me in an off-season class all the way since January. He's also a wrestler, and those guys are tough kids, man, tough kids.
Wanted to highlight a couple other returners, and then we'll give Mike Tupa a chance to ask a couple questions. Shane Simpson, Nick Tessier, your top two guys back receiving-wise. Simpson, your number one wide receiver, 15 catches for 450 yards a season ago. Nick Tessier, of 13 receptions, 236 yards. Those are two of the top three guys. Tom Beard, the only one you're missing out of the top three as far as returners receiving yards-wise from a year ago. And then you've got a wide array of other guys back on the defense. Caden Davis, Braden Winters, Jacob Hammack, Logan Hartman. Tayton Hopkins going to be a guy, it sounds like, it's going to slot in on both the offensive and defensive side. And good news for you, those were a lot of really familiar names and guys that have gotten quite a few snaps the last couple years. Really.
Yes. We, you know, there was a point very early in the year last year when we tried to declare those guys one side of the ball or the other and just try to develop those underclassmen. The vision that I had was long-term, and, you know, at one point last year, our top four safeties were sophomores and juniors. There were no seniors there. And it's been good, man. It's, you know, Shane is a kid that is explosive, you know. At the slot, Coach McJunkins does such a good job with those guys. And with the offensive system we're running, it puts a lot of pressure on defenses. You got to kind of pick your poison. And with as much mesh as we're working with the quarterback running back stuff, it's going to allow those receivers to find some spots, some openings, and we just got to catch the ball and take advantage of that. I will say that one of the focal points for the receivers has been just perimeter blocking as well. I mean, those guys are going to be leaned on hard to, you know, take care of the business as far as blocking outside, which is not the most glamorous thing in the world, but one of our, you know, core beliefs is service, and they're going to service the rest of the team by blocking well on the outside of the formation. So
that was Evan Farbach and Bartlesville High Bruin head coach Jason Sport ahead of today's scrimmage down in Jenks. Thanks for listening to the Bruin Buzz program on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
BartlesvilleRadio.com is your source for what's going on in the community and around the world. Click on BartlesvilleRadio.com and check out local and national news, upcoming events, lost or found animals, listener birthdays, anniversaries, up to the second real-time reports, and of course the latest news, weather, market news, and local sports scores and schedules. If it's on the air locally, it's on BartlesvilleRadio.com. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com.
Just as a shin bone is a device for finding furniture in a dark room,
oh, there it is.
Waking up and turning on the radio will help you find information like news, weather, and traffic.
Weekday mornings, start your day at 6 with Bill and Tom. Breaking news, in-depth weather, sports with Evan Farbach, community connection, and one-on-one with the pros.
And move that coffee table, will ya?
Bill and Tom, weekday mornings on K1, the one you crossed.
Green Country gardener Larry Glass answers your garden questions every Saturday morning on 1400 K1.
Does the iron make any difference?
It will. If you put it down there now, it'll get down into the root zone where it's really needed, and you'll have a really dark green soil.
Green Country Gardener, Saturday mornings at 8, brought to you by Green Thumb Nursery, Pratt Pest Control of Bartlesville, American Heritage Bank, the Osage Region, Bartlesville, Pahuska, and Barnstall, Overlays Woods Lumber, and by Four Seasons Ag and Lawn.
Listen to K1 anywhere and with Amazon Echo.
Alexa, tune to KWON Bartlesville.
Getting station KWON.
One more way to enjoy your favorite station. K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.